And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How
about
you?
I'm well, thank you. The past week's weather, though, I mean, you know, it's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's wet, it's humid, it's, I don't know. But
you never know.
You never know, but it's summer, and the silly season, which is not the kind of challenge you gave us last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from Sudipta Das of Calcutta, India. I said, take the 11-letter word reinversion. It contains all the letters of the numbers 1, 7, and 9. And I asked, can you think of a common 10-letter word that contains all the letters of four numbers between 1 and 9?
What's your answer?
Well, the intended answer was unforgiven, which has all the letters of 1, 4, 5, and 9. I also accepted the hyphenated word one-nighter, which has 1, 3, 8, and 9. I'm afraid I did not accept answers like worthiness, which some solvers counted as having three, even though three has two E's in it and worthiness has only one E. If the number had a repeated letter, then the word had to also.
It was a toughie, either that or everybody's on vacation and at the beach and they're leaving it up to everyone else to solve the puzzles. We had only 170 total entries to the week's puzzle, but we do have a winner, randomly chosen, as always, and her name is Paula Egan-Wright, and she joins us from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Tell us the circumstances of your solving this puzzle.
Well, I very seldom get to hear the show because I just tend to be busy on Sunday mornings, but church was moved to 9 o'clock because of the summer heat, and I heard it on the way to church, and so I sat during the sermon, and I thought it was an appropriate answer to hear to come up with during a sermon, but it just kind of randomly came to me. I was surprised. I thought it was pretty easy.
What do you do there in Cheyenne?
I teach French and a lot of other things, too.
You seem like a puzzle person as well.
Oh, yeah. One of the things I do every summer is teach a camp in Casper, Wyoming, and my job, besides being a teacher for the kids, is to make puzzles for the adults, so every morning when they come to breakfast, they've got something to keep them busy.
Oh, man, a little early morning aerobics for the brain.
That's right.
Sounds
good. Some
people
won't engage, but some do.
Well, you're going to help us do that today.
Okay.
All right, you ready to play? You sound like you're ready to play.
I hope so.
Oh, man, I'm glad you're on my team. Will, what do you have for us today? And please, meet Paula.
Paula, I have a feeling you're going to be great at this today.
Oh, I hope so.
Today's puzzle is based on my favorite letter of the alphabet, which is Q. Every answer is a word, name, or phrase beginning with the syllable Q, however it's spelled.
Okay.
For example, if I said where Havana is, you would say Cuba.
Okay.
Number one is salad bar item.
gee, this is hard. I've done this before. Cucumber.
Cucumber is right. Number two, a boy with a bow.
Cupid.
Cupid is correct. Picasso's genre.
Cubism.
Uh-huh. A certain cloud.
Cumulus.
Yes, a certain writing.
I was going to say cursive, but that doesn't work.
Yeah,
I know.
Think of ancient writing.
Cuneiform.
Oh,
cuneiform is right. A dome-like structure on a building.
Cupola or cupola, however you
cupola.
Say it.
Cupola, yeah.
Cupola is right. Skin-related.
Cutaneous?
Yes.
Ooh.
Excellent. Botanical site on the Thames.
Ooh.
It's just west of London. Two words.
I got to think about that. Can I come back?
Oh,
sure.
We've never done
let's
that
try
before.
That.
Yeah,
let's try that.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll come back. Your next one is an actor's aid. And this is a two word phrase. A cue card is right. How about this one? A tiny office.
Cubicle.
Cubicle. Try this one. Like scores that keep getting added to.
Cumulative.
Cumulative. It's at the base of a fingernail.
It's a cuticle.
That's right. A kind of doll.
Cupid doll.
Uh-huh. And doll face.
Cute as a bun.
Oh, I'll give it to you. I was going for cutie pie.
Yeah.
And that was going to be my last one, but now your last one is botanical site on the Thames.
Oh, shoot.
It's a two-word phrase, and it ends in gardens.
Oh.
And the first three letters are the same as in that the doll you just mentioned.
Cute. Yes, you're really helping me. Let me think.
Oh, yeah, I think you have it there.
Cues?
Kew Gardens.
Paula, you were a terrific contestant today, and for being our guest, we're going to send you some things. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, the Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles everyone has heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Now, what's your public radio station out there in Wyoming?
It's KUWR.
Mm-hmm. And where is that, Laramie?
Laramie, Wyoming. That's
okay.
Right.
All right. Well, Paula Egan-Wright from Cheyenne, Wyoming, it was a real pleasure having you as our guest today. Thanks a lot.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks.
Will, now a puzzle for everyone to work on for the next week.
Well, you know, it's been a while since we've had a mathematical puzzle, so...
Then there were reasons.
Here's a variation on the old magic square, this time using fractions. Draw a 3x3 square, 3 boxes across by 3 boxes down. Put the fraction 3/8 in the first square in the first row. Put the fraction 1/4 in the last square in the second row. Now, the object is to put a fraction in each of the remaining boxes so that each row, each column, and each of the long diagonals totals 1. So again, a 3x3 square, put the fraction 3/8 in the first square in the first row and 1/4 in the last square in the second row. Now put a fraction in each of the remaining boxes so that each row, each column, and each of the long diagonals totals 1. How can this be done?
I can hear scritch, scritch, people starting to draw these things already. I have no idea how it can be done. When you know, let us know. Put that answer on a postcard and send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.